An emotional scene in Chicago today. Parents reunited with their child years after being switched at birth. But many are now wondering how the hospital could have confused their newborn with a full-grown man from the emergency room in the first place. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and while it might not be the most popular thing to do right now, I'm about to badmouth some frontline healthcare workers, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little bit excited. So stay with us.
And to all the families affected by this error, we sincerely apologize.
That was Northwestern Memorial Hospital's Deputy Chief of Medicine, Dr. Jeremy Quinn. This morning, he apologized on behalf of the entire medical team after a couple's newborn baby was accidentally switched with a random man in the hospital's emergency room. OPR's Marcy Hammond has been following this story. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, Leslie.
So, Marcy, when exactly did this terrible mistake happen?
Well, that's what makes this so scary. 18 years ago, Brianna Welkin left the maternity ward with what she thought was her newborn son, Brian.
Did he look different than his siblings? Yeah, a little. But he had the same dark hair and big goofy smile. But also he was 5'9", 245.
That same day, James Ringgold left with what he thought was his 63-year-old father, Jeff, who was recovering from a heart attack. Both were wrong.
When they looked at Dad's heart, we thought it was a miracle. They told us his heart looked as healthy as a baby's. Turns out, it was a baby's.
Wow, as a parent myself, I have to say, this is terrifying. Did either family question the situation?
Well, both were suspicious at first, but administrators at Northwestern Hospital repeatedly told the parents a mistake like this was impossible. According to the Welkins, their new baby cried too much, had difficulty breathing, and was covered in body hair. But when they asked the doctors...
The hospital said the body hair was hereditary, and the crying was because he was just colicky. They told me to try breastfeeding.
And then there was the Ringgolds, who thought their dad was too small, was constantly defecating himself, and couldn't support his own head with his neck.
They said he was just getting older and suggested we think about putting him in a home.
I see. So how exactly did they know something was wrong then?
Well, both parties eventually accepted the situation. What else could they do?
Sure.
Then almost two decades later, right after James Ringgold's supposed 81-year-old father, Jeff, went through puberty, the family decided it was time to take a DNA test. That test, of course, revealing that who they thought was their dad was actually 18-year-old Brian Welkin, and their actual 81-year-old father, Jeff, was now living with the Welkin and was about to graduate high school.
It's every parent's worst nightmare. Aside from apologizing, what has Northwestern done to address this?
Well, frankly, they haven't done very much. According to the hospital's president, the mistake was made during a, quote, different time. Now, he says, babies are given wristbands that help doctors track them, and patients admitted to the emergency room are given large headbands that indicate they are not a baby. That said, according to the Welkins, there are still mistakes.
Yes, the odds of this happening are less than 0.01%, but in 2018, a couple's newborn baby was accidentally swapped with an ambulance, so it's still not perfect.
Well, Marcy, I think the only question left to ask is the one that's on everyone's mind. Did the Welkin circumcise an old man with a fully grown penis?
They did.
Well, I think it's high time the hospital puts that foreskin right back where it belongs, free of charge. Thank you, Marcy.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Even though it happened quite a few years ago, finally taking all those smug little doctors and nurses down a peg really has me on cloud nine. So let's see who else we can belittle for my own amusement. Here's what else you need to know today. A major announcement from Apple today. As part of an Apple keynote presentation, CEO Tim Cook took to the stage and introduced two single friends who he thinks would really hit it off. Cook noted that the pairing was years in development and that he had actually first begun thinking about the idea before he even worked at Apple, but that he wanted to be sure both of the single friends were in the right place in their lives for a relationship before introducing them publicly. And in finance, stock in Nestle shot up nearly 6 points yesterday after the company announced that it has acquired a 90% ownership stake in all the water inside human bodies. Nestle is hopeful that the acquisition will help increase volume and revenue across their 51 bottled water brands. And finally, a new report out today from the nation's poets has noted that on a day such as this one, the shadows meet the clouds, gray on gray, like a dusty charcoal on an ashen brow. Citing both the ageless gloom of morning and a weary sun, its astral luminescence wrapped in arid gauze, the nation's poets found that doubt lingers in the frail minutes of a young dawn, added that said doubt was a heathen doubt, a father's doubt, untouched by faith. Well, I don't know what the fuck that means. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you didn't, well, then excuse me. I didn't realize you were a podcast expert. Look, buddy, I've been doing this for 17 years. And if you think I'm going to change just because I'm not up to the taste of some invalid, then you got another thing coming. Just don't say anything in the reviews on Apple Podcast. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical. Could technology be more human than we think? We'll have the story of Google's new AI system that keeps zoning out during its mandatory racial sensitivity training. Won't be long before that computer's doing my job. It's a fascinating conversation, and you won't want to miss it. Tomorrow on The Topical.